really booming.
High five, high five.
Good high five, too.
That was a good high five. Welcome
to Pocket Full
of Quarters.
How's it going?
I cut you off.
Yeah, okay. Alright, I'm Josh McKinney.
I'm one of your hosts, Matt, and we're back! Loud noises.
Loud noises.
Loud
noises. Okay, just to let you know, we might get a little annoyed with some of the information here. Because
we've covered this before.
Yeah, we fucked up the last recording.
We fucked up bad.
Yeah, so now we're making up for it. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're re-recording. So we have two new news stories.
Okay.
And then like eight news stories we covered 3 days ago.
Okay, so we're going to try and make this as energetic as...
We are. You know what? Hold on. I'm just going to hit Josh really quick.
Why would you... How would that fucking help?
Because it'll make you more energetic.
No.
It'll please the fans.
No,
let it happen. Let this happen.
No.
Let it happen.
No.
Let it happen.
No.
It's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Don't be a fart knocker. Come on.
No. Okay, so our first piece of news.
I guess I'm not hitting him.
No.
First piece of news. Josh won't let me hit him.
Yes.
What a bitch.
Okay, second piece of news. PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4. Wait. Rewind.
Okay, 3, 2,
we've got
one. All right,
second piece of news, which is the first piece of news.
Okay.
Josh, edit it like you did on the other podcast that we got.
That we fucked
that
up.
That exploded.
Okay, alright. Okay. Okay, so PlayStation 4, looks like Sony is going to let Microsoft make the first move.
They're doing this because they don't want Microsoft to steal any of their hardware specs. That's some bullshit
That's a lot of bullshit.
That's them saying, hey, we're just going to let them come first, and we're going to tweak our announcement by, like, a sentence.
Right. I mean, I think it's probably smarter for them to wait for Microsoft to...
No, I don't. I think Sony should be the first out the gate, first announce, first release.
That's the thing. It's going to look good then, but Microsoft always has really, really, really good premieres. They always have really good, like, first panels for their new stuff. So, I mean, if they're not feeling confident, then they should let Microsoft go first. So
right.
That way they know what better to do. But if they want to come out on top in this, I really think they need to just pony up and just go fucking do it. Just
yeah.
Go for it.
Well, that's coming for both console makers here, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. Do you want to talk about
The one thing about the thing here?
Yeah.
That thing? Oh, yeah, let me just close out that page.
Okay, so since we're talking about Sony here...
And the whatnots.
Yeah, looks like Sony is going to retire... The DualShock controller. Which doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to call shenanigans.
I'm going to call shenanigans as well, because I don't... Why? Why?
It's an iconic controller. I'm holding it right now in my hands.
Yeah.
And it feels nice.
Exactly. It feels like a PlayStation controller.
It feels homey.
Exactly.
It's what I'm used to.
It's synonymous with the PlayStation. I don't understand... Like, why, this is a case of why fix what isn't broken.
Yeah, I get it, you know, redo it, you know, put in new buttons and make them, like, touch sensitive,
Well, it's like with the PS3 controller, with the R2 and the L2 being, you know, pressure sensitive.
Of course, right.
Right, like, just throwing a little new something-something. But...
Right, I mean, you know, if I'm mashing X really hard, make it fucking pressure sensitive.
Right.
And, you know, if I want to mash X and have my character with a baseball bat just mash someone's head in, I don't know.
Right. I don't
do
know.
Your thing.
I don't know either, but, like, why rip the design?
Well, they're talking about putting in, like, an LCD screen, biometrics.
But fucking why? Then it's the Wii U controller.
If you have an LCD screen, it'll tell you how much battery you have left.
Which would be nice, but even then, it's only... The only thing I have to do to find that out is just hit the PS button.
Right.
Or on the Xbox, hit the
Xbox. Or if
the
lights are flashing, it's, you know, low.
Right. Like, it's
really difficult.
I know, right? I don't see the point in them changing the design. I really don't.
Biometrics could be really cool, but that's only if they can do it right.
Yeah, and again, though, they don't have to change the design of the controller itself.
No, they don't. They just could add that on the sides,
exactly.
And it's good to go.
Exactly.
Because where your palm's at, boom, on the sides.
Right, I don't...
So I'm gonna call shenanigans on that report.
Yeah, more shenanigans.
More shenanigans. We'll cover that last.
Okay.
You know, we're on a next gen news train here.
Yeah. Okay.
So we might as well keep on. We'll keep on that track.
Yeah, keep on keeping on.
There's been a report that gorgeous Star Wars game, Star Wars 1313, is not a next-gen title.
Ooh!
Oh, shenanigans within the shenanigans, because it's already been debunked. Boom! Boom!
Yeah.
LucasArts already said, this is not... You know, I'll leave the exact statement below. Hold on. Unfortunately, we do not have any announcements to make at this time. At the same time, it is safe to say that this report is not accurate. Boom! So yeah, it's not coming to the PlayStation 4, the next Xbox, as we saw it demoed at E3 last year.
Yeah.
Now that's not to say that maybe a scaled down version isn't going to happen on the current gen.
Right.
But I really hope they just keep this to next gen and keep that as a jewel, like a gem for those who want to early adopters like me and you.
Right.
We're going to get the systems day one. I mean, come on.
Maybe not day one, but first opening week.
I'm getting what? No, you get if you want a system. Opening week, you got to get it day one. You and me are going to be in a line. I'm requesting off of work from GameStop. I will bring a tent.
Yeah.
I will wait 27 hours for this system. I did that. No, I'll wait 30 because I did 27 for the Wii. That's right. In front of Best Buy in November, 27 hours. Guess what? It was cold. Not worth it.
Yeah, definitely not.
But for the next Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah, it's going to be worth it. I don't know. I agree with you, though. I don't understand why they would release a scaled-down version of this.
I don't think they will. I hope not. And my girlfriend's looking at me like I'm freaking crazy right now for saying I want to camp out. You'll bring me hot cocoa.
Yeah, right.
You will. You'll have a car by then. You'll bring me hot cocoa. I don't think she's going to bring him hot cocoa. Hey! I got to hit him.
Ow, you should bring him hot cocoa, not me.
Ow.
Oh, you'll bring me hot cocoa?
I'll bring you hot cocoa.
Oh, we can just hold hands in the Starbucks. And then it'll be all cute. Oh, my lovely. God. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
You see what I have to live with?
Yeah.
This is why. I knew Josh would do it.
We're best friends, so it's all sorts of weird.
What are best friendships like without a little bit of homoerotic humor?
He's my hetero life mate.
We're going to stop. We're going to stop this
because...
We're going to stop this.
People are going to start trolling us.
I'm fine with that.
Did I open this page? I guess we're covering it.
No, we're not going to.
There are Star Wars mods in Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. The top one is lightsabers.
Yeah.
Lightsabers.
Yeah, which is cool. I like the idea of... I mean, I've seen a lot of awesome fucking mods for Skyrim. I'm really digging those.
So. Right, most definitely. It's really cool. So I think I can get the Death Star and stuff. It's all fun and games.
Yeah.
I'm going to look through the other stuff that we got really quick, see what I want to do this in. Yep, we're going to end our next-gen bandwagon with this story here, and I want to spend some time on it.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Yeah. We've done half our news.
Yeah, we've done half of our news. See, this is really funny, because the last time we did this podcast, when we got to this story... We were at, like, I think, like, 28 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're
going to slow it down. We're going to slow it down.
Okay, we're
going to... this down.
We're going to take it down a notch.
We'll take it down.
I'm just going to chill.
Boom. Speaking of booms, that slow motion boom, that's how our news sounded on our last podcast. It was like, noo.
Right, and that's probably how it's going to sound on this podcast. So thank you for...
What, spoiling it? They heard it like 7 minutes ago.
It's true. Okay. All right.
Jesus. All right. Sorry if I slip into a Jersey accent. I've been watching a lot of fucking Cake Boss.
Jesus.
With my friend and my girlfriend.
Jesus, that
I'm addicted
show.
To it. It's so good. So good.
No.
What?
No. I mean, it's great. He's an artist with a cake, but...
We've only watched like 32 episodes in the last like 3 days.
Only 32.
Hey, they're only like 20 minutes long. 22. Thank you for the confirm, Casey. I love you.
22 minutes.
That's right.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
Anyway, so apparently the Xbox 720 and the PlayStation 4, secrets about those consoles have been allegedly leaked to NVIDIA by former AMD executives who have moved over from AMD to NVIDIA.
Scandalous.
Corporate espionage people. Shit's going down.
Yeah.
And I'm pointing down. Get it? Good. So apparently over the last year, with the AMD executives jumping ship for NVIDIA, they've been taking backlog files that they have about trade secrets, console secrets, and things that they do to build these chips and make them proprietary tech and bringing them to NVIDIA here. And AMD's all, wait. Whoa.
That ain't right.
No. Mine?
Mine?
Can we get that soundbite?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll try.
Cool. It's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna risk fucking up another podcast.
Alright, so that's out the window. But yeah, apparently with all this happening, AMD did some... Where's what I'm looking for? Hold on. It's, something high-tech about looking things up. We're looking. Do you know what we're looking for here? Because screw it. I'll keep looking. We'll just keep talking.
But yeah, okay. So this is kind of bullshit, though. Like,
why... forensically recovered data. Boom.
Of fucking course. But as I was gonna say, I think this is like a lot of bullshit. I don't understand how so much stuff about system secrets and like just information between companies is getting leaked so often now.
Well, no, it was because these four people, two of them were executives and two of them were employees that were quote unquote lured over to the company, to NVIDIA from AMD,
right,
by these execs,
right,
and they these people transferred 100,000 plus files that contained these secrets,
right. I still don't understand, like, why this stuff is still so prevalent nowadays.
Because it's technology that hasn't come out yet.
I know, it's just, but it's really aggravating because you'd think that people would be better securing their shit.
Well, yeah, but when it's one of your executives who has access to this information at their fingertips, I mean, you expect to be able to trust these people.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I think it's crap what these executives allegedly did, and I hope to God they didn't actually do it. That, you know, it's just some strange leak, and that these men aren't going to go to jail or anything.
Right.
But if it's true, I mean, we're talking. Just, it could be millions of dollars worth of information.
Right, and that's what, I mean, again, though, I just don't understand, like, I just, I'm just getting pissed off about leaks.
If this is true, I want to know how much did NVIDIA pay for that?
Yeah.
Like, in a bonus to these execs and these guys who came over.
Yeah, exactly, because
you know they would only risk that for one hell of a pretty penny.
Exactly. I don't know, I just think... I don't know. I think leaks are okay when, you know, they're at the beginning of something. You know, like when Microsoft was just starting to figure out like the tech for the next Xbox. You know what I mean?
Right, and it's a leak. We don't even know if it's accurate yet, and that's the worst part.
Right, and I'm completely fine with that.
Yeah,
I don't know when we're this close to shit.
It's like, why you can't wait a couple more months?
Right.
It's weird. It really is. Yeah. I really hope that this proves to be false.
Yeah, and it's just really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. But with NVIDIA, I mean, they were kind of edged out of making these chipsets and the graphics cards for these next consoles. So I see why they're coming from with wanting that information, so they can, when you know, Microsoft and Sony start developing their next consoles, you know, beginning of next year.
Yeah.
Just start R&D and everything.
Right.
You know, NVIDIA and AMD are just going to be in a bidding war for that tech.
Oh yeah, totally.
As to who's going to make what?
Yeah, totally.
So maybe that's why they needed it so badly. But again, speculation, and we'll keep you updated on that story because honestly, we don't have much else information besides that. It's all just, you know, accusations and
what we think we know.
Yeah, what we've read on a few websites, and that's it.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you updated on that whole debacle. And that's it for our next gen news.
Yeah, that's it.
So, we're going to go to regular news with just games that are actually coming out in the near future and that aren't supposedly happening.
Yeah.
So, Tomb Raider. It has multiplayer. We know that.
Yeah.
It was announced way back in middle of December.
Yeah.
Right before we went on our break.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the achievements have just surfaced. Now, I'm not going to look at the achievements, because I don't want that game to be spoiled for me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Right, me too.
So, and I've kind of gone on a little bit of a media blackout with that after I heard about the multiplayer.
Yeah.
But apparently with the achievements, it has a huge multiplayer component. So that really gives me hope for that multiplayer, where they're saying, hey, we actually put the time and the resources necessary to make this a good multiplayer, and it's not just going to be a piece of shit that we tacked on.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, again, I'm kind of skeptical because it's a Tomb Raider multiplayer. You know what I mean? I'm like, it just sounds odd. It sounds odd. You gotta admit.
I see where you're coming from.
It sounds odd, but, I mean, I think they're gonna do really well with it, and I think it's cool. I mean, you know, games that have multiplayer, there's a shit ton. There's always a shit ton of achievements that have to deal with online play, which I get. You know what I mean? It gets people to really, you know, play the whole game.
Right.
It gives you incentive to do it, but, yeah, I mean, I don't see any big deal with this. I think it'll be cool.
I hope that, you know, it's not, you know, get 50,000 kills.
Yeah.
Freaking Gears of War style.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it doesn't mean you just fucking grind, you know, sit in your room for a week
and
just
not play, see anyone.
Right, and just play the damn game.
Because I definitely didn't do that at all.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I don't understand how that, you know, compels people. I don't understand how that does that. Like, with Halo, it's different. Because with Halo, it's more about just having fun and playing matches, but I don't know.
Gears. I don't know. So, yeah, Gears, and I hope a lot of the achievements. I'm going to spoil it myself for this. Hold on. Maybe not.
It had the fucking list right there. Scroll up. Xbox 360 achievements.
Yeah, so a quarter of it is hidden in the game's multiplayer section, which is awesome.
Yeah, so.
And that makes me happy.
Right, exactly, because then it'll be like, once you start playing stuff, you'll just start finding more. You'll just start unlocking mm-hmm. more and everything like that. So that'll be cool. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this game, not even anywhere near for its multiplayer.
No, I'm looking for the single player.
Exactly, for the wonderful experience that I think we really are going to have ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. With that and all the good games coming out, like Bioshock Infinite, Dead Space 3.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of good single player. Like, this is like our big finale of games.
For this generation.
Yeah, leading up to E3 and just after E3
mm-hmm.
will be fucking awesome, if I may say so myself.
That's why that video popped up. Now I know. Sorry, folks. There's another news story we got to cover. It's potential next gen. It's actually current gen, though, so next gen part is speculation. Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Ah, right, this.
I'm like, why is that video here? Oh, right, it just went on to the next thing, because I actually opened it on webpage.
Yeah, so that's coming out in...
August 20th.
August,
yeah. It got delayed from spring to August 20th. They got new box art. It looks pretty cool. It's all intense.
Yeah, it's your typical...
new trailer is really neat. You know, combining gameplay with, like, live presidential speeches. It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's very, kind of live free or die hard with the way they did that presidential speech.
Yeah, I definitely got that. Uh-huh. I definitely got that.
God, that... Justin Long. No. No.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm really digging the look of the new... of Blacklist. It's...
Yeah, because you could play it... It looks like you can play it like you could Conviction, where you can blow through it with guns a-blazing, or you can literally go through that game without being seen.
Right, exactly, which I really dig that. It's got that Hitman-esque mm-hmm. component to it, which I dig.
You can play how you want.
Right. I really hope it has a lot of the, what's the word I'm looking for? The accessibility that Conviction had.
Yeah.
Conviction was like a total personally, I thought Conviction was a super reimagining.
It totally was.
Of Splinter Cell, because the previous Splinter Cells were all very
super stealth based.
It was super stealth. Like if you got noticed or whatever, it was hell.
By more than one person, you were screwed.
Right, exactly. And all the controls were very strict in your movement and everything like that. Whereas Conviction was like, oh, you can just fucking jump around and go do flips and just to absolutely just annihilate people. But again, the presentation with Conviction, I felt, was a lot better mm-hmm. than the previous Splinter Cell game. So
my favorite Splinter Cell game, though, I have to say, is Chaos Theory.
Oh yeah, mine too. The first level of Chaos Theory.
Holy cow!
There were days where I literally just sat there and just played the first level over and over. And over.
Really?
Yeah, it's so fucking fun. Okay, when you do the non-lethal kill, I think it's like your left trigger or some shit, and all you do, you literally, you do the V8 thing, you just fucking high five a dude in the nose.
Yeah, done.
Seriously, it's the best. I laugh every time I play that game to this day. Because you just walk up to people, you're just like, it's the best. It's just so satisfying.
It is. It's a great game. I will say this, though. When I played Double Agent for the first time on my 360, it still looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks good. It feels more like Chaos Theory, which is the problem with it. Because again, those games were like super, super strict and limited with their controls.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, like I said, Conviction's way more accessible with that. And I think Blacklist is going to take a good like best of both worlds kind of a thing. Because it looks like there's a lot of shit that you can do in Blacklist. It looks like there's just so many options for you, which again is great, because I feel like more people are going to use the Dishonored way of thinking, where it's like,
I can go through this guns blazing.
I can go through it.
Kill everyone right in front of their face.
I can go through it completely stealthy. I can not kill anyone. Right. I can do, like, there's just a bunch of different ways to approach any given situation, and I feel like the more games like Splinter Cell or like Hitman or whatever, the more they look at things with that mindset, the better the games are going to be. Because that way, any type of player can go and enjoy the game. You know what I mean? Because if you were a guns blazing type of person, you could do that in Hitman. But you really couldn't do that. I mean, you could barely do that in the early Hitman games, because you didn't have that much health.
Right.
You barely had any like body armor. You were always limited on ammo. So you could go around, you could kill people. Odds are you were probably going to die if you went in guns blazing.
Yeah, you just had to hope to God you got to a checkpoint.
Right, exactly. Same thing with the Splinter Cell games. Like,
very limited ammo.
Exactly, very limited ammo.
You had enough to shoot out every light in the building, but not kill like all 15 guards.
Right, exactly.
I don't know how that works, but it works.
Right, exactly. So I just think... I think that with this, and it opens up a bigger fan crowd, and it opens up a bigger player crowd for those games.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the diehard players of those games, of those series, can still, you know,
can enjoy that stealth.
Yeah, just as much. Mm-hmm. You know, just as much, if not more, than the previous games.
You know, something I want to touch on. This is old news for those of you listening. But what's your take on the fact that Michael Ironside's no longer the voice of Sam Fisher? Because I'll hear you, then I'll give you my opinion.
It bugs me, but at the same time, I never felt that attached to Sam's voice.
Okay.
I've always been way more attached to Sam's look and Sam's body language, I guess.
Okay.
But, like, the voice never really, I mean, it never really resonated with me. It's not like, Sam Fisher's not like a Master Chief to me. He's not like a Snake to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's just been a really awesome figure for the series, but, I mean, I'm not going to miss the voice that much. But it does upset me, because I do like the continuity.
Mm-hmm.
It brings back, like, that familiarity. When, you know, you play a series for so long, it's like the same guy who's done Snake since Solid Snake became a thing, he's still that guy, you know what I mean? And I'm sure they could get somebody else who could do the voice, but it's like that safety net, it's that awesome familiarity with it, so that way when that next game finally does come out, and you play it and you hear his voice, you're like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Right, I hear you.
So
I agree with a lot of what you're saying there. I just want to add a couple of things here. It's the fact that, you know, as time goes on, I mean, we're obviously going to have to replace actors and actresses. It's a shame, but that's the fact of life.
Right, because these games don't have to die. But no, people
eventually people will. I mean, I'm not saying Michael Ironside's gone or anything.
Right.
He's just not joining us for this next game. And I was thrown off at first, but after watching some gameplay demos and watching more trailers for it, it really doesn't bother me. Because to me, it's like they're trying to do this, like, he's still an old Sam, but he's very... He's the oldest, nimblest motherfucker.
right.
I've ever seen.
Right.
Because he gets older, but he's pulling, you know, the Tom Cruise. He just keeps getting younger and doing more shit.
Right, exactly. He's doing more as he's getting older.
Maybe that's just because he's honing his skills, even though he's already a super stealth man.
Right.
But I'm okay with it, because I think of it like movies. When I heard Batman was going to be played by, you know, Christian Bale, or new actors are taking over these old roles. And it's like, well, all right. I'll at least give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right, exactly, until I'm given reason to not like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also makes sense, because it's kind of like a new Sam.
Right. It's very, you know, more high-tech even so than before.
Right, right.
Very fast-paced. I mean, they had this new thing, Killian Motion, and yeah, it's not Old Sam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely not. Old Sam Fisher is wait on a fucking pipe for 2.5 minutes, wait for the NPC to come over, snap his neck, and then hide the body, and then...
shoot out the light.
Right. Like, it's... I mean, like, Chaos Theory levels took so fucking long.
They were so good, though.
I know.
Oh my God.
They were great because they built up a lot of stress in you, the player. Like, you didn't have to sympathize with any figure in the game. It was happening directly to you because you were just like, I've got to fucking wait for this guy. And then, like, you know, when, like in Hitman games, when your awareness goes up and you're like, oh shit, okay. Like, you feel that. And I think that the fast paced thing is going to be really cool for that because it alleviates the tediousness of having to wait, you know, 35 to 40 minutes to complete a level, but at the same time, it still gives you the option to take your time with everything.
Right.
So.
Yes. And then another thing that I want to touch on really quick is the fact that the game's coming out on August 20th. They pushed it.
Yes.
And that's okay. They said, hey, we need a little bit more development time to give this game the proper polish it needs so we don't send out a piece of crap.
Exactly.
That's good. Yeah. Ubisoft allowed them to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I think they chose August 20th for a reason. Because if they pushed, you would think that, hey, it's getting delayed from spring until holiday season.
Yeah.
Right? They can't delay it to holiday season because it's a current gen title.
Right.
Unless they have a version of Splinter Cell Blacklist. That's going to be next gen. It makes sense.
Right.
Because why not have a game that comes out February, March, that is an up-res version of Blacklist, and they have it announced in the launch window. That'd be amazing.
Right. I mean, I'm cool with that as long as they announce it prior.
Right.
Because, I would be pissed off if they, you know, released the game, and then 4 months later they're like, hey, we're releasing it again next gen. I would be fucking pissed.
I don't think it would come out until March, April, May.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't come out until, you know...
So I'll still want to buy it on my 360 and have it be, like, one of the last games I buy for it.
Right, but if you know that it's going to come out eventually for, you know, the 720 or whatever the fuck it's going to be called... Why, you know, I'd rather wait, personally.
Well, yeah, so would I.
But, yeah.
But I'd still get it on the Xbox. But, all right, this is a good game.
Right,
this might be a good game to end my Xbox 360's life with.
Right, right, I get that.
You know, cause, I totally get that. Because, lo and behold, Splinter Cell 4, oh my God, Double Agent, sorry, Splinter Cell Double Agent, that was the first game I ever bought for my Xbox 360.
Oh, gotcha.
So, kind of becoming full circle, for me a little bit.
Okay, that's cute.
Right?
Yeah,
I thought so.
That's pretty cute. I don't know the first game I got for my Xbox. Well, I also got a 360 pretty late in the game, but
right. I got my first game I ever got was Dead Rising. I got that a month before I got the system.
Oh, gotcha.
My friend Garrett Treese gave it to me.
Oh, when my parents got me my 360, they just got me the system. They didn't even get me. They got me the system and I think not even a controller and no games.
We've had this discussion.
Yes, yeah.
Which makes no sense because all the systems come with a controller.
Okay, so maybe I had a controller. I don't recall. All I know is I didn't have any games. So I literally just sat there. I didn't have live, didn't have shit. So I just sat there and just looked at my dashboard.
You had an Xbox 360. Good enough.
Right, right.
No games.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, the first game I ever beat on my 360 was KOTAR from the Xbox.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
That's dedication.
That is dedication. And I'm a fan. Yeah. Alright, next news. Grand Theft Auto 5. Brace yourselves, PC players. Amazon France has posted that shit.
That's fucking awesome.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
But it's not official yet. Rockstar has not confirmed a PC version of GTA 5 yet.
Right, but when they do, and when it happens, I cannot... I would almost be compelled to get it for PC just so I could just fuck around with all the mods.
Oh my God.
They're gonna... I mean, people... That's the thing that I love about PC games is because the mods that users create
are just stunning.
Yeah, they're really fucking cool, and it really shows how wonderful the gaming community is and how creative a lot of gamers, you know, really are.
Right.
And, I mean, with a game that's going to have the specs that Grand Theft Auto 5 has.
Right. Well, not only that, but Amazon France is actually the site that ousted Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Killzone Trilogy and the European-only Assassin's Creed Anthology. I mean, we all knew Call of Duty was coming, right?
Right.
But, I mean, they're the guys said, like, just before, NDA, the non-disclosure agreements, expire, yeah. Like, hey, this game's coming out. It's like, oh, shit, we jumped the gun. Oh, well.
Right. And I think it's kind of ridiculous that they're always doing that. It's like, okay, we need to build all the suspense. GTA 5 for PC, let's go.
Fuck! Bastards!
Right, like... They're kind of ruining the party for everybody.
They are, but I'm excited to see GTA 5 on the PC because I want to see what they do with like another version of the ICE graphics enhancer mod that they used on GTA 4. Because holy cow, did that game look beautiful with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember IGN did an article showing...
Can you tell the can you fake building from the real building?
Yeah, can you tell real life from GTA 4?
Oh my,
rarely could, and I thought that was awesome.
So I'd love to get a gaming PC just for GTA 5 and the mods that they do, because as much you know, someone's going to do something crazy, some crazy mod that everyone's going to want to use, or even just like the mod from GTA 4 where you touch a car and it starts flying that touches other cars and they all start flying.
Right.
It's wonderful. Just, oh my god.
Just, I mean, I think it's cool because Grand Theft Auto has kind of waned off of the ridiculousness.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because like Vice City and San Andreas, I mean, San Andreas takes the cake for ridiculousness, not only in plot, but in mods, in cheats. I mean, shit, that game had so many cheats, and I loved that.
Yeah,
you know, Grand Theft Auto 4 also had cheats, but...
I didn't like how you had to input them. That was so annoying.
Yeah, it really was. I missed the controller.
Yeah, I missed doing... I'm going to go back to PS2 here. You know, R1, R2, L1, R2, left and right up, left and right up.
Right, exactly.
Left and right up, left and right down for the rocket launcher. Boom!
Right. I don't know. I miss the ridiculousness... In the cheats, at least. Because with San Andreas, they had that, where, like...
Everything.
If you got into a car or whatever, and you love tap a car, it just starts floating. Or, you know, you do a cheat in flying cars, so you fly it like a fucking airplane, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just disable the cheat. Rockstar, if somehow you hear this podcast, don't have us input the cheats via the cell phone, because it takes too long to access that.
Right.
Scroll down through and find the exact one you're looking for. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, we're not looking for a car, we're looking for a gun.
Yeah.
Or we have the cheats that we want memorized, and we can tap them in very, very quickly.
Right.
So please just go back to that.
Yeah.
And bring back flying cars, and you know what? Put a cheat code in there for that chaos physics that we were just talking about, where like you bump a car and it goes flying and hits other cars and everything is just insane.
Right.
Put a cheat code in for that.
Right.
And I love you.
Right. Exactly. And then when you try to get out, you just fall to your death. Because I'm sorry, the best part of Grand Theft Auto 4 was killing yourself.
In like 30,000 different ways.
Welcome to Serious Pocket Full of Quarters.
Welcome to another serious episode of Pocket Full of Quarters, where I try to hit a wall so quickly in GTA 4 that I fly through the windshield. Oh wait, I've done that so many times.
Right, exactly. I'm so sorry. Good. Like it sounds ridiculously morbid, but seriously, the best part
of jumping out of helicopters and just falling
was jumping. Okay, jumping out of a helicopter and trying to get it where like the helicopter shit the what do you
the propellers
call the propellers like smack you so you go like super fast. Or just falling out and then hoping to God you, like, land in a car.
Right.
Or some shit. Like, it was just so ridiculous and fun.
It was always so much fun. Yeah. And I'm excited to do that again in GTA 5.
Yeah, because...
Because part of me wants to say, okay, Grand Theft Auto 5, you're the last game I'm buying for my Xbox or my PlayStation.
Right.
As long as, like, Beyond Two Souls comes out before it.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
Because those are games I need to have.
Now.
Right now.
Immediately.
Oh my god. So Grand Theft Auto 5, hopefully it's coming to PC for all you PC gamers out there.
Yep.
This next story, we're going to spend no time on. Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon has multiplayer.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, kind of got confirmed.
Yeah.
That's happening.
It's happening.
So, I mean, I think it's cool because the game came out 12 years ago.
But it's a sequel. It's okay. It's a sequel.
I know, it's a sequel, but the... previous game came out 12 years ago, so I think it's cool that it's finally getting a sequel, because I mean, Luigi's Mansion was super loved. I remember when that game came out, people were going apeshit over it.
So good.
Right. I mean, Nintendo, not my...
God damn it, Josh.
I don't care.
Nintendo, send this man a GameCube.
No.
With Luigi's Mansion, and send me a GameCube.
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
I had that.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah,
Chow.
Yeah, Raising Chows.
Oh my god, that's all.
Raising Chows.
Luke Schuler, if you ever hear this, me and you raising Chow. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that memory, but I do.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, Alex Blunt, you and me, we would stay up really late at night and make sure we gave our Chows food.
Are you serious?
Seriously, dude, that game was so fun. Like, those things are so cute. I miss that.
They are, and when they turned to angels or demons, it was adorable.
I know! It was so cute! I mean,
Casey would have loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
You get to raise cute animals.
You do. It's really cute. And they turn into angels or demons. It's really cute. And they're even cute angels and demons.
Yeah, like all they had, they just have a little fire and little horns.
GameCube.
Yeah. And yeah. You can play it on the Wii, too.
You can play it on the...
Mario Kart Double Dash was wonderful for the GameCube.
Oh, yeah. Saying.
Yeah, it's good. Mario Kart 64 is the best one, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, GameCube did... I actually really liked the GameCube.
Me, too. Resident Evil 4 is a prime example of what the GameCube could do. Still one of the best games ever.
Yeah, it will go down.
In history.
As one of the best
games. It definitely will. Most.
But yeah, definitely. Luigi's Mansion.
Game multiplayer, we have no idea what it entails, because they didn't say what it's going to be, but it has multiplayer. Moving on up
to the east side. You finally got a piece of the pie. Yeah, okay.
That just happened. Yeah. All right, I was saying moving on up to the next news story, but you just...
Yeah.
You took that over like a boss.
This one's by Greg Miller. We follow him on Twitter.
Greg Miller's one of my idols.
Yeah.
Like, no joke, that man is up there with, like, Gandhi for me.
We should send this to him.
I'm going to. So he can hear that. Just so he can hear it at 36 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Greg Miller. Like, seriously, it's my dream to work with you and everyone at IGN one day.
That's cute.
Hey, shut up, man. I'm getting serious for a second, all right?
It is cute. I would love to work at IGN.
Like, I found out he had cancer, like, a week after my mom was diagnosed, okay?
Right, right.
And I'm like, my world just finished imploding.
Right, right, exactly.
But seriously, Greg Miller, huge fan.
Yeah.
I want to meet you one day and take you to Portillo's.
Yeah,
That's not creepy.
I am, too. We want to take you on a date, Greg.
Man, totally non...
Totally non-gay, maybe.
Okay, we'll give a shout-out to Greg Miller at the end of the episode and really tell him what's up.
Right.
All right. So, it's official. You can use PayPal for the PlayStation Network purchases.
I don't like this.
Why not? That's good. That means they can't hack your credit cards.
But someone goes through PSN and hacks your PayPal, they also get everything that your PayPal is hooked up to. Because, like, people like me, people like anybody who use their PayPal for multiple places, they can get more, they can get access to your purchases and shit. Like, PayPal is pretty spread out. So, if someone can access, I mean, this gives them direct access to your PayPal.
Alright, I see where you're coming from.
Not even just the shit that you put on PSN.
Alright. I see where you're coming from.
You know what I mean?
But PayPal's much more secure.
Oh, I agree. Holy cow. It's way better. PlayStation, Sony cannot afford to have another fucking mix-up.
No. We'll talk about that next. I'm adding another sub news story to this news story.
Okay, that's fine.
They won't have another mix-up because, like, the PlayStation Marketplace is actually down from Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah,
and it was always scheduled for 12-hour mains to turn into 48 because they realized, hey, we need to fix this now.
Right.
And they cannot come out and say, there's been another breach. It'll ruin them.
Oh, yeah. It's not acceptable. It wasn't acceptable then.
No, it's still not.
Exactly. It's not acceptable now.
So I really hope it doesn't happen. But again, PayPal is so much more secure because it's an outside source. So not only do they have to hack Sony, PlayStation Marketplace, and your account, but then they have to go and hack PayPal, which is...
Yeah, which is fucking hard.
Which is really... Because even sites like any big box retailer accepts it. Amazon, that's one of their primary methods.
Mm-hmm.
eBay, I mean, come on.
Right. I mean, PayPal is really, really, really well-trusted and heavily used for,
I think, if I remember correctly, PayPal does have a fraud alert on it, too.
They do.
Just in case they do get...
Yeah.
The pooch gets screwed on that one.
Right, so...
So, yeah, but again, that was a sub-news story as well. Just the PlayStation network did go down for longer than expected, but it's back up and running.
Yeah.
So I've been able to work on my wiki again.
Yeah.
Still a work in progress, but it's almost done.
Good.
Almost done.
Good. Okay, so what's the sub-news here?
The sub-news about the PlayStation network just going down for longer than expected.
Okay, gotcha.
Because my guess is they found something, but they won't tell us, you know, what it was. But they're like, oh, wait, there's...
Comfortable.
Welcome to... corporations, man.
I know.
The corporations are all corporation-y. And, yeah.
Hey, don't forget, corporations are people, too. Isn't that right, Romney?
That's right, Romney. Corporations.
Corporations. Okay. IGN All-Stars. No, we are not. I will delete that. I'm half tempted to delete. You know what? Actually, I'm just going to use effects to eliminate what you said.
No, you're not, because that'll fuck up the podcast.
No, it won't. That's not going to fuck up the podcast. Don't ever say that. I am not. I am not one
I'm
of those.
Barely.
I'm barely. Stop it. I'm going to have to not have to end the effect for that.
Okay, there it
is. Shut up! Shut up.
Okay, let me
give
you a
story. It's going to be Effect City. It's the name of the episode. Effect City.
No. It's...
Okay, IGN All-Stars.
Something really cool I want to cover on really quick. That yeah. They're really shining a spotlight on their community.
Mm-hmm. Which else?
I'm terrible, I'm sorry. So yeah, if you're a big contributor on IGN, you know, if you're a blogger, if you're a wiki editor, if you just create a bunch of great content, you can become an All-Star and get not only a year subscription to subscription to Prime for free,
yeah,
which is $27.99, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But you get your stuff spotlighted on the main site more often, and that's awesome.
Right, which is cool. I mean, you talk about ways to kind of get into, you know, the community, you know, the blogging, writing, you know, community.
Video game journalism community, that's it.
Yeah, I mean...
That's definitely one of the best ways.
Yeah, you get your shit published on IGN's front page, that's saying something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's my dreams. Oh my gosh, I want to work there. What are the odds? Hire me. I'll work for free.
No, we won't.
I won't, actually. I need money, because that's what makes the world go round.
Right, but...
It's just something really cool, I think, that they're doing, because they're a big enough site where they can do that now.
Yeah, exactly. And I just like the idea of it. I'm half tempted to start writing shit just so I can...
Get an All-Star status, and that's my... I want to become an All-Star by summertime.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool.
You heard it here first, Pocketful of Quarters Nation. All 12 of you. Yeah. I will do it.
Yeah.
Seriously, how many people download that? Never mind, we'll talk about that off later.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it for the news for the week. It's a busy, slow week.
Yes.
Because speculation and alleged, you know, thievery and shenanigans and tomfoolery is happening within the video game business.
A lot of general ass terms.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing. Our next podcast is going to be all about violence in video games and
violencia en media. Did I say that? I think I butchered something.
How do you say it,
Casey?
Spanish. I mean, you said it. You just didn't pronounce it right.
Okay.
Well,
violencia en el media.
Violencia in
la media.
In la media?
La media.
La media. See? Violencia in la media.
I guess. Sure.
Close enough!
Okay.
Violence in video games.
Spanish audience. Spanish quarters.
Yeah!
Pocket full of pesos.
Those are actually... those are actually a paper
bolsillo.
Like...
Bolsillo.
Bolsillo's
pocket. Bolsillo.
Bolsillo for... how do you say for?
You just say pocket of quarters. Dave.
De peso. Oh my god, okay, so...
Oh my god, that just happened.
But yeah...
Name change! No, we're kidding.
No.
We can't change the Facebook moniker again.
Well,
Sound Effect City! You got affected when I said...
Anyway, okay.
And you're making fun of Mexico.
Yep.
Not cool.
Fuck. Okay, violence in video games. We're doing an entire episode on it.
Yeah, we're trying to get a bunch of gamers that we know and...
And non-gamers.
Non-gamers, people who are starting to become teachers, everything. We want their takes because, you know, these are the people who are going to be teaching our kids, who are going to be, you know, watching our kids, raising kids in their future maybe, who knows.
Right, exactly. And I just think it's going to be something good. It's going to be definitely one of our longer... episodes.
Yeah, so set, like, you know, this is one you're going to want to listen to on, like, a commute or something, like most of ours are anyway, because they're usually about 45 minutes to an hour.
Exactly.
We're probably expecting close to 2 hours for this one.
Yeah, it's going to probably be equivalent to our Star Wars podcast that we did with Dave.
Oh, God, that was such a good episode.
Yeah, I just think we're going to touch a lot of bases, like we just said, with other people.
Because we don't just want it to be about us, especially because we're a conversational podcast. You know, we go off on tangents. We have fun. I hit Josh a lot.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
You can suck it up. So yeah, please, I implore you, if you're listening, implore.
That just sounds weird.
How does that sound weird?
Stop it. Continue.
I'm not here.
Continue.
Yes, you are 4 feet
continue
away.
Continue your damn sentence.
Sorry. So, please, I implore you, if you're listening to this podcast, right, on our Facebook wall at Pocket Full of Quarters, email us at Matt and Josh Podcast. That's MattAndJoshPodcast
at
yahoo.com.
Yes. Or, you know, right on our wall.
Right on our wall. Tweet at us.
Right.
I'm GamerGuru91.
I'm Joshua X-Man.
Whatever the hell that means. What?
God. Why every time I say it, you have to fucking make a little quip about it? My middle name is Xavier.
I don't care.
It fucking works. It's
where
clever.
Where do you get the man from? Man.
X-Man. X-Men.
It's X-Men, not X-Man.
It wouldn't make sense because Joshua is singular. How could I be Joshua X plural?
Grammar. And welcome to the grammar section of the Pocket Full of Quarters episode.
Yeah, we're touching a lot of bases.
We'll talk about conjunctions and subjunctives.
Vagina junction.
What's your function?
Taking in sperm and spitting out babies. Okay.
If only you could see the death glare I just got. Oh my god.
Okay.
Wonderful.
But yeah, violence in video games. Let us know what you think.
Please.
Twitter, Facebook, email.
Any Bird fucking, messenger, I don't care.
Any medium you would prefer.
Of course, if you send the bird to my apartment, I'll be concerned because you know where I live.
Right. But don't send Ron's owl, though. Ron's owl always fucking runs into walls.
That owl will break my window. And for those of you who got that, I'm so proud of you right now.
Yes. But let us know what you think. We will talk about it. We will reply to it on the podcast.
You will get a name shout out like, this person says this.
Yeah.
I don't even say what you said, but no, I will.
Yeah.
My last piece of news is a more personal one.
Oh, right, we have to redo this again. Sorry.
We do. So get right. Excited. Fake it.
That was scary. Ignore that.
I'm going to. If all goes according to plan, I will be writing news, reviews, previews, and opinion pieces, not only on my blog on IGN under LILLUCH88, Lil Luch, but for a gaming website entitled Velocity Gamer. Shut up, dick. This is serious. Goddamn.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been trying to get onto a website, and that they want to pick me up. So, hopefully, that'll... I have an interview with him on Wednesday to really talk with him about it, and hopefully all goes well, and I'll be writing for that site starting hopefully after this week.
Yeah, which would be great for Matt. I'm really proud and happy
Matt. And they might actually want the podcast.
Exactly. So
we'll have a larger audience, and you'll actually see us on a legitimate website and not just Facebook and iTunes.
Right. And we'll get legitimate pictures done. And hopefully get legitimate artwork done. And hopefully get legitimate intro music done. And hopefully...
He's slowly falling off the couch. Because even if we do, you know, it's not paid or anything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We won't get paid to podcast, but...
Right, but I don't really care so much about that. I would just like for people to...
Hear it. I just want people... I want this to be an escape for people, that's all.
Right, and for people just to hear other people's opinions about...
Yeah, not,
about that, games, which is why we would like you guys to talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're out there.
Yeah.
We have numbers telling us that people are downloading this more than my mom and Casey.
Right, or...
Oh, you don't even download it?
Or Dave Lyson.
You don't even subscribe?
Brian Goldfarb.
Come on!
Yeah, dude, that's the worst.
Oh, God, no love.
Dude, I was in a band for 2 years. You cannot get your best friends to even listen to your shit.
No, it's I'm here listening to it anyway. For free.
It's free anyway. The least you could do
is... Live.
No. It's better when you listen to it in the recording.
It's okay, okay.
No, right. It's not.
All right, we're done. I'm Josh McKenney.
I'm Matt Lucchetti. This has been the Welcome Back for Pocket Full of Quarters. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new us.
Let's have a gay old time.
Let's do this. Do it.
With each other.
What? No.
Yeah. Segways are weird.
They are. So this next part...
Yeah, we forgot to give our love.
To Greg Miller and the guys over at IGN. Yeah. So the next few minutes are just going to be us kind of praising them and...
What they do.
So if you're just an average listener, you don't want to hear it, you know, thank you for listening again. And we'll
give you hugs.
We'll give you hugs if we ever see you in real life, or just keep downloading next week when we post the next episode.
Yeah. Okay, so Greg Miller...
Dude.
Man. Guy.
Broski. No, in all seriousness, I meant it when I said you are one of my idols.
Yeah, Matt definitely talks about you a lot. Not to sound weird, but, like, when he thinks of, like, the quintessential, like, guy where Matt wants to be right now when it comes to gaming journalism, you're him.
Yeah.
You're them.
I mean, I want to work with you. I want to work with everyone over at IGN, Mitch Dyer, Ryan McCaffrey, Brian Altano, just everyone.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I like the most about IGN, I'm going to be completely honest here. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the, at least the rating choices that IGN goes with, or it's like top 50, you know, whatevers. But the quality of the discussions is something that IGN, I think, has over everybody else.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Like... I, as a gamer, may not agree with you, Greg Miller, or anybody at IGN, but you guys state your cases, I think, very well. And when you have really strong arguments for things, you back them up.
You do, and that's what keeps drawing me back to your site and why I want to work for it.
Yeah, exactly. And Greg, you specifically have a lot of really good articles. You do quality work, and I like that. I enjoy that thoroughly.
You really do, and everyone does. I mean, Ryan McCaffrey, you know... Damon Hatfield does a lot of good work there as well. Colin Moriarty.
Yeah, I'm going to look for the guy's name. He did the... I tweeted about it. I tweeted at IGN about it.
Okay, I can talk. So guys, I mean, when I say you're all my idols and I do want to work with you one day. And even if for some reason I can't work with you one day, if I can just take you all out for like a drink or for dinner and just... talk with you guys just once in my life, I mean, that would just be kind of...
Yeah, Michael Thompson, there you go. You did an article about sex and its place in video games. You also did one on violence and its place in video games. And those articles really did a lot to me. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that discussion. Those are things, as a sociology major... As a gamer, those are things that I focus on every time I pick up a game, period. No matter what the rating is, I look at those factors and all that stuff. So that really hit me pretty hard. But yeah, just the whole team of everybody there. It's just
amazing work. It really is.
Right. And on top of it, it looks like everybody, for the most part, has a lot of fun in doing. Like when you see like the video... You know, like the videos that they post of them.
And right, like Greg on Up at Noon.
Right, exactly. Brian
Altano's making jokes about not getting cancer on his fake giraffe. Right. Like, come on!
Right!
Come on!
I mean, turning a lot of cool stuff, turning a lot of positive stuff out. And I really dig that.
Mm-hmm.
I really dig that.
I mean, plus, I listen to all your podcasts, so, I mean, you inspired me to even start this.
Yeah, I mean...
And really just kind of start going for it.
Yeah, I hadn't listened to them until I had really met Matt, so...
You're welcome.
Life-altering. Yeah. But yeah, it's just really cool. You guys definitely, I think... I know you guys inspired Matt, but you definitely inspired me.
I know you guys are inspiring a lot of people out there. I mean, all the, you know, the wiki editors and the bloggers on the IGN blog space and the new All-Stars program, just everyone trying to get a piece of that.
Right, and it's because of an entity like IGN that I think increases the strength of the gaming community and increases the intelligence of gamers when it comes to what, you know...
How I feel, and he has a valid reason and an argument behind it.
Right.
In a coherent language, not just, this game good... I'm going to teabag you now.
Yeah, this game, Call of Duty is good. It's for brutals. Spelled what was that, BR. Russian? I don't know.
I don't know.
Spelled BR00T 4ZZZ.
God. But yeah, seriously, I hope to meet you guys at some form of a Comic-Con one day.
Or anything.
Or anything. And the dream is to work with you up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I'm going to link this to all of your Facebook pages and Podcast Beyond and all your Twitter accounts once we post this episode. And tell you guys, have a listener, just skip to the end and hear some praise about the work you guys do. Because I know you guys receive a lot of flack as journalists and everyone else and everything else you do in that field. But
yeah,
sometimes it's good just to be able to hear two kids in their apartment
appreciating you
for what you do and wanting to be like you.
Right. I mean, I've never really considered...
Well, at least one wants to be like you.
Yeah, well, I mean, personally, like, I never really considered getting anywhere into, like, video game journalism at all. But, I mean, I don't know. Every time we do the podcast and every time I see, like, good articles on IGN, it kind of warms me up to the idea of maybe pursuing it, so...
Right. So,
Just, yeah, big up to you guys.
Seriously, thank you. And, you know... I love you guys because you put once a week during a podcast, show up with a smile on my face, or when I read an awesome article or a review about a game that I was going to buy and realize, oh, wait, this game's going to suck. And I know why it's going to suck, or I know why it's an amazing game.
Right, exactly. I don't think you guys sugarcoat
that. No, shit. They don't. Yeah. Which is really nice. Yeah. So
when a game's faltering, you guys point out, hey, this is where it's not good.
Right. So please keep up the amazing work.
Yeah.
And definitely hit up that PlayStation Plus wiki that I'm doing and let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Just because I would love you, not only your guys' support, but the support of the IGN community. Yeah. And please just keep doing what you're doing. had to do it. I had to do it.
Fucking Cake Boss.
Cake Boss, man.
I blame so good. Cake Boss.
And, you know, the last thing I'm going to say is just really simple and Beyond!